Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Lost lambs, old hands, find a man, not a man, understand, he's the daddy son of Sam, and hey, they found the Lord of Pain. Dark words overheard, nipple twist, rug burn, demon bird, doom heard, me and Stevie Gutenberg, liar, in the lake of fire. Satan, can you hear us? We are on our way, God just like to give our praise today. That's the Akamai way.
Say that again.
Yeehaw!
Thank you, Jeff, at Pop AZ Design for those titles.
Let me budge up.
Budge up. Hang on, let me. We're having great fun here.
Yeah. Everybody, it is Friday. Well done. Kaza Palmer,
Let's do it. Where is James Bond? He's hiding. He is on the run. Where is... Sorry?
What is this?
What's this voice? Hello? I honestly haven't set this.
It sounds like sexy Pinky and Perky.
You sound like drunk Pinky and Perky.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It keeps randomly changing this one to this.
Oh, you just sounded like Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah, to this.
Some say,
our star in a reasonably priced car. Where is James Bond? He's hiding. He is on... You can't hear the effect.
Oh, come on.
You can't hear the effect. What? How can you not hear that? What? We can hear... Well, there's no point in us doing this. Tech difficulties. Shut up.
Crib UK. Thanks.
Hang on a second. Well, let's turn this off because they can't hear it. Right,
well,
hang on.
It, though. What about me?
Hang on. Something's gone wrong here. Oh, hang on. Can you hear it now? Can you hear it now?
And can you hear that?
Sounds like sexy Pinky and Perky. And would I be correct in thinking... You can't hear the original microphone as well. Well, some of you complained about that previously.
Oh, I wonder if my share sounds better in this tone.
Try it.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show.
Turns out.
Try it now.
Do you believe in life after love? Oh, that's lovely.
Welcome to a new exploration in late night entertainment.
If you look around you, you will see the pod is surrounded by water. If you look closer, you'll see baby sharks in the water.
Woo!
Please don't tap the glass. It scares the sharks.
Oh, apparently I sound like Gary Barlow. Sensational.
Hello, everybody.
Ooh la la la, ooh la la la. Ooh la la la. You sing Okinawa?
Yeah, yeah, listen to my robot voice coming at ya. Oh my, what you say? I'm gonna come to your house today. We're gonna play Sega Mega Drive, watch a beat of Max. Then we're gonna have some lovely cheesy snacks.
Hang on. Where? Oh, hang on.
Do it again.
Where? Why is it not working? Is it turned on? Where is James Bond? Here we go. We're in. Don't know what's going on. Where is James Bond? He's hiding.
They can't hear you now. You're muted.
I'm not right. Hello? Jesus!
He can't help you now.
Can you hear me? Right. Can you?
Can you stop?
We're in big trouble, guys. I know you can hear me now, but you can't hear the echo, can you?
Can you please don't just answer with a yes or no.
We've had this before. It means nothing. Can you hear the echo? Right, you can. Hello.
Now,
can you hear that?
Right.
Can you hear me now?
Go.
Okay, where is James Bond? He's hiding. He is on the run.
Where is James Bond?
He's hiding. He's having a little bit of fun.
Where is that cheeky Bond?
Has the echo gone? No effect, thank you. Where is James Bond, everybody?
Where?
He is... Oh, did you see him? Did you see him? There he is.
And he's not alone.
He's sitting on your shoulder.
Naughty.
Hang on. Two bonds.
And down you go.
Your mime is awful. There is James Bond.
Pop him away now. That's been.
Tell you what, should we have them there tonight?
Peep him.
Just little peepsy peeps from the bonds. They're spying on us. The best.
have just the tops of their eyes.
You just want their eyes. Yeah. It's a little bit. Is that? I can't quite split the difference. If I go up here...
No, that's perfect.
You happy with that?
Yeah.
There are the James Bonds.
That's how you spy, you see. That's peeping.
Don't forget, boys and girls, keep an eye on them. If someone comes to take out James Bonds, make sure you call out for Ian and Kathy, won't you? We are so tired today. We're so tired today. Oh, this is something for one of our mods. It's not for you to keep. It's for you to look at and marvel.
Ready?
I painted this.
Gosh, it's a rainbow Dalek.
It's a money box. I painted that on my holidays, on my holibobs. Painted that.
Workshop.
So that's better than anything you've ever done.
It's got his name on the bottom to prove.
Thank you. Oh, it was nearly in focus for a second. This weekend, right, things to do. Sort the camera out. Mods, stand down tonight. There are two new mods in town. That guy, what's got four thumbs and moderates.
These guys
do. One, two,
three, four.
We modulate.
Moderate.
So, please don't make jokes about Gatford's lack of toes. The colours are okay, the wrong order. Can you tell me why the colours are the wrong order? Adius, can you tell me why the colours are the wrong order, please?
Oh, dear.
Can you tell me why the colours are in the wrong order, please?
Is this going to be the first block of the night?
Could be. It's a block party. Could you tell me why the colours are in the wrong order, please? Adius? Just wonder why the colours are in the wrong order. Could you let me know? Adius? Adius? Come on. Why are the colours in the wrong order?
Oh, it's all gone very quiet.
Innie.
Let that be a lesson. Think before you die.
Some people have said, well, it's not rainbow. I'm sorry. Did I say it was rainbow?
I did.
I'm sorry?
Their colours as reflected in the rainbow. I didn't say rainbow ordered or anything like that. Fair play. It's art.
Adius has come back because I prefer the yellow to be first. Yellow was genuinely the first one I did, actually. Started there. The colours are exactly correct. The colours are exactly correct. We are instigating, and is year one, not year zero, because that implies Pol Pot, Cambodia, I think.
Yeah,
that was like
that was
genocide.
Let's not go there.
So year one is...
Carriol says, I found James Bond under the ticker thingy.
Carriol, with people like you, you're too fast for us.
If you're going to sneak in late, keep it zipped.
Which rock star famously declared 1970 as year one?
1970 is year one.
You could work this out.
Yes.
You could work this out.
Is it someone like... Is it someone like... John Lennon?
No.
It was John Lennon.
Thank you very much indeed. John Lennon called 1970 year one. And we are referring to tonight's show as Block Party year one. Catherine, explainez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
We have been too kind to you. Well, most of you have repaid our kindness with love and good wishes and understanding, because there have been some difficulties. This is a new thing for us, and we are very much finding our way in this world, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We defeated the racists with your help. Thanks for that, guys. Well done. But, unfortunately, there are still a few lingering knobs. So what we're going to do tonight is weed them out.
Weed them out.
It should be pretty simple. We talk... They waltz in here and make themselves quite obvious. Thing is, there'll be a zero tolerance policy tonight. That's a zero tolerance policy.
Can't get this voice changed.
And if you correct me on that, you're the first one out.
Can you hear us now? Right. Jesus. I cannot. How do we stop the echo? Hello. Hello? Hang on, bear with me. Gone. Right, that doesn't work. So.
Strap in, everyone. This is going to be a hot one.
We think we've been too... There's an echo. Is there an echo now? We think we've been too kind to people and too generous. And people that I should have banned like 2 years ago, my God, maybe we'll read some of them. No, we won't read the entitled emails because then it gives them oxygen to their knobbery. So tonight we just want to have a laugh. If anybody in the chat is in any way annoying to us, the mods will step in if they see like something blatantly racist or homophobic or misogynistic that we miss, right? But if anybody... I mean, there are loads of people going, well, I don't like the show anymore because it's all just, it's got a really dark vibe. It's all a bit arguing with the people in the chat. But that's what the radio show was for a lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of people love that aspect of it, to be honest. Let's be quite clear. But on this occasion, we're looking out for people who are fun sponges, contrarians.
I'm watching you, Gatford.
Junior edgelords.
Gatford.
Sexists.
Gatford.
Just general knobwiffery.
Gatford. With that in mind, let's open the phone lines. 0203-286-3359 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's wait for a phone call.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, dear listener. Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle here. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. Before we get to the fun, we really want to thank our sponsors who make this show possible. First cab off the rank, they're not a cab company. It's SommersWasteSolutions.com. They are your one-stop shop. If you've got a big office block or you've got a tiny little shop and you want waste sorted out, go to SommersWasteSolutions.com. They'll save you money and make your company greener.
Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors also sponsoring us this month. They are fantastic. They will take a lot of the pressure out of the hard times that are, you know, involved in getting divorced. They want to make sure they find a really smooth solution for both you and your ex and your family.
GELaw.co.uk. Poseidon Safety Management, keeping Cornwall and Devon safer. They got patrol dogs. They've got people walking around who are locals and who are really, really nice. And they do a lot for their local community. At Poseidon Safe on Twitter and Poseidon Safety on the Facebook. Thank you so much to our sponsors. If you've got a small company or a big company and you want to join us, then please do send us an email to latenightalternative@gmail.com. Here endeth the message. Here beginneth the show. Go! Let's take this call.
Good evening, and greetings to you.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm all right.
Just wondered your opinions on a decision I made last week.
Well, that's what you're going to get.
I think you made the right decision.
I thought it was questionable.
Listen, if you've done it, it's the right decision.
Okay.
You can tell us what it is.
Go on.
But I will stand by my men.
Let's see. It might have been a crime. Proceed.
So, my mum and my mum and my dad are separated. And my mum, since before lockdown, has had a plan to go to Spain. When she first asked us, because I'm one of two other brothers at my mum's side, and when she asked if we wanted to go to Spain, I was keen, I wanted to go. But then, as things sort of moved on, and then the government sort of suggested people didn't go unless it was...
Yeah, we know what the government situation is. So what is the situation with you?
So I decided that because of the rules and the quarantine and me missing the first part of school, I decided that the right decision would be not to go.
And how was that taken?
My mum was kind of upset that I wasn't going, but then I think after a while she sort of understood that I was the sensible one out of the rest of them. They've all gone. They're there now, and I'm not my dad's.
Okay. Well, what do you feel about that decision?
It'd be a bit annoying if they get rid of the quarantine whilst they're away. But I think that...
Forget the ifs and the buts and the maybes. With all of the information that you currently have at your fingertips in this precise second in time, 9:16 on a Friday night, what do you, how do you feel about that decision?
I think it was a smart move.
Great. I agree.
Yep.
My input is irrelevant, but I agree if that offers you any comfort. And if the best thing for that is that you feel that you've made the right decision.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, man. Take care. Wash your hands.
Thank you.
Do you remember that? Remember people used to wash their hands? Mm,
that's gone now. That fad. That's gone.
Okay. All right. Let's take this call. Hello, Jonathan.
Let's.
Hello,
Jonathan.
Jonathan, can I ask one personal question if you don't mind?
Am I getting a blobs? Is that?
Do you have a microphone with that computer, or are you just speaking into a toilet roll tube?
I have a microphone, but maybe it's the wrong.
Do you use it?
Maybe it's going off the wrong one.
I would suggest you use the microphone.
How about now?
Hello?
Hello?
Those pillows look great. Cushions. They're cushions.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Is that any better? I think it might be moderately so.
It's moderately so. Yes, sir. How may we help you?
You're all right.
Do you want to have a staring contest, one of you?
Yeah.
Okay, but what are you
looking
at?
Where are you staring?
I'm going to stare at the camera.
All right.
Well, but no, but you need to look at us.
But we can have one of you can be the invigilator.
The invigilator?
Right.
The exam.
Let's.
Hang on, but no, the point of a staring contest is not to stare at a camera. It's not a. What you're asking for is a who can keep their eyes open the longest contest. A staring contest is all about intimidation. It's not just. You've seen the brilliant sketch on Big Train, haven't you?
Where they're sort of.
Yeah, it's about intimidation. It's like a game of chess. It's not simply.
But it's not like a game of chess.
Well, it is. Keeping your eyes open. So. Unless you're looking directly at me.
I've moved you to the camera. How's this?
No.
That's not staring. That's just looking. You're just looking again.
You're just looking.
You're looking closer.
And I can see the reflection in your glasses of what you're looking at, you dirty boy. Dirty boy. Thank you, Well Howdy Stranger, for the sub. And thank you, I just missed another one, Sky Days. And thank you, Nelly. And thank you, Time Terrapin, for the subs. Thank you. No, I reject your challenge.
Even if I move this way?
Especially if you move that way.
If I could walk that, was it? If you just walk this way, if I could walk that way. Thank you very much for your call. Good evening to you.
What a waste of time.
I'm not ringing the bell on that one.
I am.
Oh, look, I've got TLNA merch on. I'm so dirty. Look at the state of me. But this, you can get it at tlna.co.uk. tlna.co.uk. It'll come up in the chat in a bit. Loads of different t-shirts and bags and what have you. There's two different merch websites. There's this one for the wearables, and then there's the other one for the remaining 2020 tour posters, the single, the pins, and the membership cards. Some of you ordered membership cards in the last 2 days. They're done. They are. I was just waiting for some envelopes to come. They are done. They'll get posted tomorrow. Hopefully, you have them Tuesday.
What I'm wearing is not available. I stole this from Elton John in 1998.
And she's still standing. 0203286637. 0203286866 9422389 42 62 45.
That is a lot of number work.
I hope you remembered it, guys. What happened there?
I moved my foot here and it triggered some sort of some action. I'm going to say inertia that led to the microphone moving in its own fashion.
Richard Taylor, thank you for gifting those subs, buddy. Thank you.
What was that thing Cole used to like watching? The machines?
Oh, Pythagorasuichi.
Yeah, that's kind of what I did there, except less clever.
Can we watch one?
Yeah.
Can we watch one? You've seen this. Some of you have been listening for ages. You've seen
this.
This
made me buy a Marble Run.
Oh, this is... this is so beautiful. It's where Coricorda Quartet, some of you will know, where we got in touch with those guys. Let's just get one. It's a Japanese program. I've got it on DVD somewhere. Pythagorasuichi.
There it is. It knows what you want.
And it means Pythagoras' switch. and it's just these little inventions, and it's they're really short. Here we go. This is a 39-second one. This is a long one. Here we go.
Mini.
Love this. It's my friends doing the music. One of them showed me around Japan. Oh, that's a good one.
Did he show you around Japan, or did he just push you off a shelf?
Look at these. And they've all got the same punchline. That says, let's pause it, and we'll teach you some Japanese. Pitagora suichi. So you say it. P, that circle there, if that wasn't there, it would be... Or the letter... Let's learn some Japanese, right?
All right.
I can't really remember it, but there are...
Is that kanji?
Isn't kanji Chinese?
No.
Is kanji Japanese? I can't remember. It's so long. I did just know. But so there are five sounds. The vowels. I can't remember. Anyway. Ta, ti, tsu, te, tu. Something like that. Anyway. Katakana. Thank you. JPU Records, of course. P. So without that, I think that would be just be T. Pitagaru suichi.
So that's like that elongates the E.
Sui. Su-u-i. They're all different noises. And each noise, each letter is a syllable. So you just keep whacking syllables. Pitagara. And they never change the sound. Whereas English letters, you put English letters together. And it might change the way you say the letter before or the letter after.
Yeah.
Doesn't do it. Huh. So if you, and I learnt them. There are like something like 52 or something. I can't quite, 45, 52, something like that. I had flashcards. And if you learn, there are two. There are katakana and there are romanji. And so romanji are Japanese sounds, but you would use them to write English words. I remember being in Tokyo and it was like 3 a.m. I couldn't sleep. I looked out and there was a poster. I'm going, what does that say? Hawaii. And I read Hawaii and I was like, my God, I can read
that's
this.
Incredible.
Hawaii. Can't do it now. Can't
that,
remember
that weekend,
any of it.
That weekend I spent in Japan.
Oh, man.
What a wasted opportunity that was. But it was wonderful in its own weird way. My sister was cabin crew and she took me away to Japan for £80 and I had to sit on the jump seat in the plane. And we stayed at Narita, basically in Narita. So kind of Heathrow. And we got so lost in Narita walking around the town that we didn't dare go to Japan, to Tokyo. But it's the strangest thing because... You know, I speak French and Spanish, so I can work out Italian. I can speak a little bit of German. I can work most European languages out pretty much. But this was like being a Martian. You know, I'm looking at science. We went to the supermarket. I didn't know what anything was. Everything's in a box. Couldn't work it out. But what a place.
Yeah.
What a place. What I needed was a Japanese mate to show me around, which, of course, is what you had.
Which is what we had. It's so long since I learned Japanese, so I probably got it completely wrong, but arigato gozaimasu. We got a guest in a few minutes.
Yeah,
we have. I want one more phone call. We are... Who's this? Shall we?
Yeah, go on.
I don't know who this is.
I do.
Oh, okay. Get funky now. Answer your phone. Oh, baby. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
It's Frida.
Hello, Frida. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Last time I spoke to here, my name is Freddie.
Do you remember?
I do remember. Yes, I do indeed.
So a fair bit's happened to you then, Frida, since we last spoke.
Well, you've lost a couple of letters and added an extra vowel. That's something. If that were all, that would be plenty. But I suspect there's a whole lot more.
I've been off work for about 8 weeks because I went off work because I had a bit of a meltdown. And then my first day back is Monday. There's Frida.
So how are you feeling about it?
Really nervous.
Yeah. And is it your first day at work as Frida?
Yeah. That's why I wanted to ring you.
That's a big old undertaking, I would imagine. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's big to you, but to other people, it's like, oh.
How well did you get on with the people that you worked with before?
Well, the thing is, I had a bit of trouble with some people I worked with. It wasn't because they weren't doing anything directly to me, but I'm quite sensitive to, like, sexist language. And, you know, just stupid little comments that some of the men I worked with make. And I would say, well, do you know, like, would you talk to your daughter like that? And I was called court police and all this. And I thought, look, if you don't, honestly, if you don't, I don't want to have a fallout with somebody. But, you know, I will report it if it continues. So anyway, the reason I was so sensitive about it, because I had this underlying stuff going on in my life. And honestly, people knew, because I'm pretty much out there on Facebook, on Twitter. You know, I always wore makeup when I went out. And people just thought maybe I was a drag queen or something. But so it's not, it wasn't really a shock to people I worked with when I said I was trans. Like, the way I feel like I had to move where I was based. I don't know if you remember, Kath, I spoke to you when you were on your own doing the radio show, and I told you I worked for the ambulance service.
Yes, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I've had to change bases, but that was like my decision, so I could start somewhere fresh. So, yeah. So
you got this. You know what? I think I'm hoping, and the way I can see it happening is that it will feel weird to you and it's going to be nerve-wracking, and then by lunchtime, hopefully, it'll start to feel less strange to you and to everybody else, you know.
Which bit, because I'm assuming, right, and Frieda, remember, I'm an old dinosaur, right, so I'm learning about this. If my language is clunky and old-fashioned, please correct me, right, because I want to learn, right? But I, as Frieda, as your true self, I would imagine you feel more relaxed and more comfortable than you did when you were playing this character called Freddy.
Yeah, I did, because I used to feel quite defensive, and sometimes I'd get into arguments with people because I'd feel like there's something I can't express. I kind of, especially online and stuff, I think, like, you know, when I was on Twitter, and I sometimes, like, I mean, I used to follow the talk radio Twitter.
Oh, my gosh.
I would go in for people, and I thought, why am I wasting my time doing this? Because obviously there'd be people on the Mike Graham page or people on Julie Hartley-Brewer, and they would... somebody took a picture of my profile picture and posted it in the thread of comments to say, well, he's somebody who doesn't know they're Arthur or Martha. But I would invite that kind of thing, because then I'd go in for them. Do you know what I mean? It wouldn't do anybody any good, especially me. And it's, you know, so I think I feel now like I don't have to do that. I don't feel like, I mean, I like to have a lively discussion with people that are honest, like, understand who I am. And we like to talk about things in the news, like whatever J.K. Rowling's thinking this week or things like that. But I think I'm more and more relaxed, like, in myself. And now that, because, like, when I told my mom, she was like, oh, I've always known.
Wow. And you must have been dreading that.
Yeah. Well, it's like my dad. I mean, my dad's 85 and had a stroke last year. So, I mean... My mum said, look, don't say anything. I mean, I think she thought I was going to come round to the house looking like Danny LaRue or something, you know. I said, mum, I'm a normal person, you know. Women don't always wear makeup, you know, so I'm just going to be like that, you know. So, my dad wouldn't notice, to be honest, if what I wore, you know.
I have no words of wisdom. I can only... I can begin to imagine what it feels like for you, but I would be imagining. I don't know, and it's probably something I will never experience. All I can say is congratulations on being true to yourself. And unfortunately, part of me feels I should apologise for the talk radio thread, but I shouldn't, because that I used to complain about that bloody thread, but.
And I think you were always a bit out of place on talk radio, especially coming up to how it started. There's only two people really on talk radio that I listen to, and that's John Nicholson and Daryl Morris, and Howard. And anyway, I didn't come on to talk about the past. I just wanted to say you've been with me throughout the journey, like on the radio at night, and I love listening. It's just a nice, even though you weren't always talking about trans issues or anything like that, it's just the other people's problems and the kind of put things into perspective, and your show was like a sort of oasis of, you know, calm.
Not far from it. We tried, and I didn't always get it right. Kath didn't always get it right. I got it wrong more than she did, but I didn't. And like I say, I'm learning, and I want to You know, this show is a haven and is welcoming to everybody. If you feel up, is it Monday you said you start?
Yeah, this Monday.
If you feel like you want to give us a call next week and either say, hey, it was brilliant or it was awful or whatever, we would be very happy to sit here and listen. Again, we got no advice or no suggestions, but if you want to come and share with people who don't really know you that well, you'd be very, very welcome.
Oh, it's just nice that there's somebody, like I always thought, like, because I got to know you on the radio, I felt I did know you a little bit, but obviously I don't know you personally, but I think that sort of being removed from reality a little bit makes you seem somebody I can talk to, because I've been counselling and things like that, and the problem with that is you can have a sense of humour and stuff, but they're there in a professional capacity, so like when I listen to you talk, it's not because I'm asking.
We're not professional, is that what she's saying?
We're very unprofessional, we do rude swears and unprofessionalism. That's what's above the door outside. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not going to blow smoke or anything, but that what you've done there is what a lot of people, you know, trans or not, a lot of people are living roles, you know, they're playing roles because it's almost easier to go along with that and live miserably than break out and say, this is not the way I want to live and this isn't me. So, you know, you give me goose pimples thinking about what you've been through and the way you've confronted things. So, you know, thanks for being inspiring to me.
Thanks, guys.
Frieda, we're going to move on. Thank you so much, because we've got our guests. I need to open up Zoom. Best of luck. Best of luck, genuinely. The best of luck with that. Sensibilium says, coming out, in inverted commas, is usually less stressful than one imagines.
Well, yeah. If you're lucky.
No. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you've come out, Sensibilium. Have you come out? It can quite often be, as with all things that we are afraid of, it can sometimes be easier than we imagined. You know, the explosion is significantly less than we perhaps imagined, but unfortunately for a lot of people, coming out still means family not talking to them, being kicked out of home, being ostracized, being bullied, losing jobs, mental health issues, all kinds of things. So yes.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.